relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you like America First, then check out our separate podcast, The Battle for 1600, with my former White House colleague, Boris Epstein. Every week, we give you the inside, in-depth analysis of what's really going on. The Battle for 1600. Subscribe today.
To America First with Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Donald J. Trump.
You better not have been watching the Oscars last night. You better have been watching my new show on Newsmax, The Gorka Reality Check. But there's an amazing story from our buddy Alana Mastrangelo from Breitbart.com about what happened to those who were nominated at the Oscars. What little goodie bags. You know, these are the people who care. The people who preach to you from the podium about, oh, racial inequity and how America's awful. Some Oscar night traditions haven't been marred by the coronavirus pandemic. Celebrities attending Sunday's awards ceremony will win big, even if they don't take home an award. Why? Since all nominees received gift bags containing a variety of luxury items worth over $205,000 apiece. Not for all of them, okay? Each bag, each goodie bag for the nominees had almost $250,000 worth of goodies. The gift bags contain free liposuction, designer skin creams, gold-plated cannabis vaporizers, and here's my favorite, affirmation candles. Do you have affirmation candles? Vegan bubble bath, IV vitamin infusions, and here's the one where you know they really care about you, okay? This is when you understand. Tickets for a getaway to French Polynesia. Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to tell you more about that momentarily, but we've got to go to you. We've got a full call board. I may be on the road, but you guys care, and we love you. You are the best. 1-833-333-GORKA. That's 1-833-334-6752. Let's go to who's... Oh, yes, Mark in Orlando, line 2, wants to react to our first caller in the last hour. Welcome, Mark, to America First.
I wanted to address...
Mark, are you paragliding somewhere? Are you like hang gliding?
No, but whoops. No, is that better?
A little bit. Carry on.
Is that better?
Just go for it.
Oh, okay. Here we go. The last gentleman said that the rich made out in that first PPP. We're a small company that has 7 employees. We are fortunate enough to get $50,000. All 7 of us make about 50 grand a year. That money, absolutely every penny of it, went to payroll to other people, our employees.
So does that mean that you're a rich person, Mark? Because our caller said it went to the rich people.
Year, I don't know what I'm going to do with all this money making 50 grand a year. Out there busting our butts trying to be self-employed. But we had to put it in a separate bank account and make sure that every penny of that went to payroll. So I wish the guy would get his just learn something before he starts talking about how the rich soaked up all the money.
Was that a requirement of the PPE money, or did you just do that to make sure that it was spent accurately?
We did that so that we had documentation that everything went to payroll.
And what does your company do, Mark?
We're a small general contractor, and we work for the big theme park down here in Orlando. But and when that shut down, and during the shutdown, you know, we were done.
Have you had to lay anybody off, Mark, from your company?
No, fortunately, that PPP, we kept it busy and kept up maintenance on all of our equipment until we finally things started opening back up. It was truly a blessing, but every bit of that money went to payroll.
Well, thank you for pushing back on Charles. We knew the truth, but you actually backed it up with the reality of the fact that it wasn't for the rich. It was with keeping companies alive. Stay on the line, Mark. Let's give Mark a signed copy of The War for America's Soul. Staying on this question of handouts and money, let's go to line one. Sally in Cleveland. Sally, welcome to America First.
Hi. Thank you so much. They didn't get the right topic. I was actually wanting to talk about the infrastructure bill.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, that's a handout. I'm talking about handouts. Infrastructure is also a handout.
Well, I was hoping when they said that they would address electrical capacity, that they would also harden the grid, because their fancy electrical cars won't do a bit of good if the whole thing goes down. And with an EMP, it could go down.
How do you know about that? Most people have no idea what an EMP is or the fact that our grid isn't hardened. I'm curious, Sally, how do you know that? I'm impressed.
Well, we've done a lot of research, and we've been begging for them to do something for years.
Who's we?
My husband and I. And we've been talking to our congresspeople. Mark Levin, a few years ago, had a excellent program out about it. And in 2012, I didn't realize this, but the Washington Times had an article on April 12th, page 17, a commentary that we had a near miss, that the sun discharged a lot of energy, but it went in the opposite direction. But had it gone in the path of the earth, it would have fried our computers and made our technology devices useless. So if they increase the electrical capacity, but they don't harden the grid, it's playing Russian roulette.
And no, it absolutely is.
China and Russia have already done that, but we've buried our head in the sand.
I'm not sure that's true, Sally. There's a lot of propaganda out there that the idea that Russia, with a GDP smaller than California, has hardened its grid is absolutely counterintuitive. I don't believe it. And China says a lot of things about what they're capable of doing which are not true, but we are absolutely vulnerable. And it's not just about sun flares frying our grid. It's also about enemy actors using EMPs to take down our grid. And you're absolutely right. Why is there no hardening of our grid included in the infrastructure bill? Because it's not about infrastructure. It's about pork. It's about the Democrats buying off the people who helped get them into office or to win the election, if you know what I mean. But to your first point, I love it. How are you going to charge your electric car if the grid goes down? You're a mind reader, Sally. I just saw this video on the interwebs, and I thought it was a skit. It's not a skit. It's actually Kristen Zimmerman, GM representative, talking about how amazingly excited they are about all the electric cars they've developed and they're going to pay for, we are going to pay for with all the subsidies to buy those electric vehicles. But there's an interesting question she forgot to look into. And one reporter asks her, and it's the question. This is Cut 8, GM's Kristen Zimmerman on the beauty of electric cars.
Because everybody thought we killed the electric vehicle.
No, we didn't. It's alive and well.
So what's charging the batteries right now? What's the source of
electricity? Well, here. It's coming from the building.
I mean, is it, what's our mix of power?
Oh, actually, Lansing feeds the building.
What's that?
Lansing feeds power to the building. So I don't know. I bet you they're a bit of coal. They're heavy on natural gas, aren't they?
Yeah, right now the car is charging off of your grid.
Right. It would be charging off our grid, which is about 95% coal.
Did you catch that? You have her being asked, yeah, we love this car that you're doing a nice PR demo of with the guy coming along to plug in the cable into the side of the Chevy Volt. But where's the electricity coming from to charge it? Her first reply,
From inside the building. Oh, it's one of those magic buildings that has its own electricity. It's like fairy dust. And then when the reporter says, well, yeah, but where does the building get its electricity from? Oh, from Lansing Electric. And how does Lansing Electric make the electricity that goes to the building, that goes to the Chevy parked outside? And then they finally ask the representative of Lansing Power, who's standing right there for the little junket, the little promo of the electric car. And he says, yeah, from coal. 95% of the electricity we provide to this facility, to this municipality, is from coal. Boom. It's all a lie. It's all pork. It's all money for the corporations that back them, for the unions that back them. AOC's Green New Deal. It's just a joke. It's a house of cards. It's a Potemkin village. Where are you going to get the electricity from? And where are you going to get it, as Sally said, if the whole system is fried? That's a threat analysis. That's the reality. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Next, what's really happening with the Arizona recount? We're going to ask former Attorney General Phil Klein here in America First, and then more of your calls on 1-833-33-GORKA. That's 1-833-334-6752. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, don't touch that dial. Let there be no doubt, big tech and the far left have joined forces to purge America of conservative views. So why exactly are we choosing to give these big tech companies all of our personal data? The battle lines have been drawn. Big tech has made it clear which side they're on. Now is the time to take a stance. Protect your personal data from big tech with the VPN I trust for my online protection, ExpressVPN. See, every device, whether you're on the phone, laptop, or on TV, has a unique string of numbers called an IP address. When you search for stuff, watch videos, or even click a link, big tech companies can use that IP address to track all your activity and tie it back to you. When I use ExpressVPN, my connection gets rerouted through their secure encrypted servers, so these companies can't see my IP address at all. My internet activity becomes anonymized, and my network data is encrypted. And the best part is, you don't need to be tech savvy at all to use ExpressVPN. Just download the app on your phone or computer, tap one button, and you're protected. So stop handing over your data to big tech companies whose aim is to censor you and spy on you. Defend your rights and protect your internet activity with the VPN I use every day. Visit expressvpn.com/GORKA. That's expressvpn.com/GORKA to get 3 extra months free. Go now to expressvpn.com/Gorka and learn more.
On the side of the U.S. Constitution, America First.
American, he's a supporter of Salem's shows. He's a truth teller, and he's the inventor of the best pillow out there. MyPillow.com, 51 million pillows sold. They're trying to crush his company. More than 24 corporations boycotting Mike Lindell. Support him today. Go to MyPillow.com and buy any one of his products. Use my name to get up to 66% off. Send the cancel culture leftists a message. Go to MyPillow.com, promo code GORKA, or just call 800-829-8468. That's 800-829-8468, mypillow.com, promo code GORKA. Okay, the mainstream lying legacy fake news industrial complex media is not going to talk about what's really happening in Arizona. But we know somebody who does have the information, former Attorney General of Kansas, the man who is behind some of the best work finding out what really happened in the last election. Follow him at got-freedom.org, got-freedom.org. Philip Klein, welcome back to America First.
Great to be with you again, Sebastian. So, Phil, explain to our millions of listeners and viewers right now, how significant is the decision for this manual audit in Maricopa County, and what could it mean for the future for those who actually care about election integrity?
Well, it should happen all the time, Sebastian, in any close election. Unfortunately, many of our laws are antiquated. They don't allow the public to have access to this information post-election. It requires all kinds of hoops to be jumped through. So I'm thrilled that the Arizona legislature decided to do this. And it's quite fascinating. When you look at the mainstream media right now, suddenly they're concerned about who's paying for the audit. They're concerned about transparency. They're concerned about all those things they should have been concerned about during the general election, when Zuckerberg put in over $400 million, more than the federal government itself, to manage these elections in the urban core for the benefit of Joe Biden. The media didn't care when Republicans were kicked out of the counting room during the 2020 election, so only the Democrats would run the show in the urban core. The media didn't care. So it's good that they're paying attention. These audits, I believe, and we've discussed, that we were hacked from within. We're finding all kinds of new evidence across the nation about these leftist nonprofits funded by Zuckerberg and Google and others that actually brought in officials, kicked out the local election official in Green Bay, and managed the election to the benefit of Biden.
Well, so let's just stop there. Let's just stop there for a second. We're talking to Phil Klein, former Attorney General for Kansas, a man behind the Amistad Project, also affiliated with Liberty University. Under what aegis, under what mandate or authority does a Facebook social media tycoon like Mark Zuckerberg drop almost $500 million into, quote-unquote, making sure the elections functioned last year? Under what authority is that happening? That's a private citizen.
No authority. We believe it's contrary to law. It set up a two-tier election system in which government put its thumb on the scale to turn the vote out for Biden. In Green Bay, Sebastian, what we've got is the election clerk there that was supposed to run the election is sending emails to her mayor saying, who are all these people from out of state, from Illinois, from Chicago, coming in to run our election? I'm supposed to run the election. And a week or 10 days before the election, she goes on leave of absence. It was forced in many ways. And they turned over the keys to the counting room to a gentleman by the name of Michael Spitzer Rubenstein, who's a Democrat activist who was with a private organization, and he's the one who managed the count. And we're seeing this now in other states as well. It's lawlessness, and what they did is they used COVID fear, but that doesn't support what they did. This should have not happened, and it can never happen again. And these audits don't really touch on that. We're doing that work. The audits look at the ballots. It's going to find, I believe it'll find ballots where signatures didn't match the envelopes, things like that, because the election was run so poorly, so poorly.
And what protections are there, Phil? General, I know every state is different, and that's what the Constitution mandates. But what protections are there in general for making sure that you can even do this months after election? How long do states traditionally keep the records or the ballots? Because we've heard stories about ballots being shredded or thrown away. So how possible is it to even do this in some instances?
Well, 2 years is the length that they're supposed to keep them. But, you know, these states have been fighting any kind of a look at this information for some time now, and that is concerning in and of itself. The number one requirement that should be present in every election is transparency. In fact, the United States Aid Agency for International Development, when it monitors foreign elections, does so for transparency and inclusion. And in our election, we didn't have transparency, we didn't have inclusion, and then these blue state secretaries of state have actually been party to, one, eliminating data from machines so it couldn't be audited, and secondly, fighting in every way possible any real look at the information so that we know how the election was conducted. And as we've discussed, Sebastian, that in and of itself is evidence of concern.
Right. Right. We're talking to the director of the Amistad Project, Phil Klein. Follow him, Phil D. Klein, on Twitter. That's Phil with two L's, Phil D. Klein. Phil, how significant is this? I don't want to, you know, think that you know the full history of election recounts in America, but how significant or how unusual is it that one jurisdiction is now manually auditing over 2 million votes? How often does that happen?
Well, that has not happened before. And it's happening now in Georgia, in Arizona, and in Michigan. And, you know, it's important to understand that these audits most likely are going to raise additional questions that
right.
need to be answered that require us to get access to more information. You know, an audit like this doesn't solve all of the problems or answer all of the questions. And we need to be disciplined and patient to get to the bottom of it, to understand what happened in 2020. Because this is what is unprecedented, and this is what is not disputed. The election was lawless. Local jurisdictions followed their own rules rather than state statute. That happened in all of the swing states and everywhere Zuckerberg money touched. Secondly, there was a billionaire in the counting room, and these private organizations aren't subject to open records requests. They're not subject to open meetings, and they're fighting us in us trying to obtain that information. Thirdly, with the use of the machines and the manner in which the election was done with all of these drop boxes in the urban court, following the chain of custody of the ballot and forensic look at the machines is a first and will take time.
Phil, we have to talk about what it means for the future. Can you stay with us for one more segment?
You bet.
All right, stand by. This is America First, back with what all of this means for the next election next year with Phil Klein. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Relief Factor. Are you in daily pain? Have you tried everything else to no avail? Then do what I did. I had a lower back pain issue that plagued me for 9 years, almost a decade. I took Relief Factor, and just 2 weeks later, I was pain-free. But it's not just me. It's tens of thousands of Americans, like Yvonne in California. Both my husband and I are in our 70s and are so grateful to have found Relief Factor. We tried so many other solutions, but none of them have given us the freedom of being pain-free like Relief Factor. Did you hear that? Pain-free! Find out today for yourself. Order the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening just like I do. And I promise you, by the end of those 3 weeks, Dr. G's guarantee, you'll know whether it works for you like it works for me, Yvonne, and thousands of your fellow Americans. What have you got to lose except the pain? 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com.
Truth. The whole truth. Nothing but the truth. That's Dr. G's specialty. America First.
It's a kind of an election integrity day here first on America First. We're going to return to Phil Klein, who's telling us why the Arizona recount matters. We're going to have Ken Cuccinelli in the next hour with his new mission to make sure they can't steal an election again. And then so much more to discuss, including President Bush, George W. Bush's plan to amnesty, have negotiations to amnesty illegal aliens in America. Don't step away from the radio. I didn't realize when I talked to you about the Oscars, the drastic drop in viewership. I just looked at Breitbart.com. The great John Nolte, they plummeted 58% in ratings. That's what we think of the quote-unquote media elite. But let's get back to matters of far greater import. He is the director of the Amistad Project, former Attorney General of Kansas, and his team have been working relentlessly to uncover the truth about the last election. Phil Klein, two big points. First, number one, why are we seeing successes in a handful of states, such as in Maricopa County, Arizona? What is special about the places where we're getting the recount? And then the big picture question, what difference does it make if we have a new president and the election's already over? So first things first, why is it succeeding where it's succeeding?
Well, some courts are recognizing the fact that the election was conducted in an unprecedented, lawless manner. What I mean by that is that the statutes and laws that were passed by the legislature to ensure election integrity in every election were not followed, that governors, blue state governors, used COVID emergency orders, and secretaries of state and local officials decided on their own how they were going to administer the election. And what we're able to present in court and raise these issues is that they administered the election in a way that benefited turnout for one particular candidate. So they're starting to recognize this post-election, unfortunately. What it means for the future is, first of all, this ought to happen all of the time in tight elections. We ought to be able to audit by actually accessing ballots, comparing ballots and signatures and things along these lines. And we need to change our laws to make sure that these audits occur. And secondly, we need to make sure and pursue what we've learned in 2020 to the point that we fully understand who was behind it, how they organized it, how they funded it, and what laws were broken. Because we can't allow this to happen again.
And how can you prevent two things? I just predict right now. I don't do predictions, but based upon what we saw last year, how do we make sure that they don't use the COVID 2022 as the cover? How the next disease, whatever the flu, won't be the excuse to mail out 80 million unbidden mail-in ballots? Or how will we not see, not Mark Zuckerberg, but Jack Dorsey drop $1 billion into quote-unquote training local officials? How do we prevent that, Phil Klein?
Well, what we've got to do, and this is a broader effort, Sebastian, we've got to go local. We've got to go aggressive. We've got to train up our state legislators, and we can't let them escape cheaply. The reason that the 2020 election was not conducted in a manner consistent with law, and the reason why it's taken so long for us to come to an understanding of it, is because state legislatures did not do their job. They have the responsibility to manage the election, and they delegated all that responsibility to the executive branch, and then they weren't even meeting during the election to determine whether the election was conducted properly. We need to put our state legislators on the front line. That's where the Constitution puts them, and they need to stand up and make sure the election is conducted fairly and honestly and transparently. And unfortunately, today, we're not even doing that right now. These legislatures should be required to meet. They should be required to issue a report whether the election was conducted lawfully. If not, what laws were broken and what impact did it have on faith in the result of the election? And then they should vote whether to certify the election. It's the only way we're going to get transparency. And it's the primary reform effort that needs to happen.
It's a very simple list of what has to be done. He's given it to us. Now we have to make sure that our state legislatures actually make it happen. Find out more at got-freedom.org. That's got-freedom.org. Follow him, former Attorney General of Kansas, director of the Amistad Project, at Phil, two L's, Phil D. Klein. God bless you, Phil, for doing what you do. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, coming to you from the road. The studios of 860 AM, The Answer in Fremont, California. I'm Sebastian Gorka.
Did you know the average price of a hearing aid in America is over $2,400 a pair? That's why there's MD Hearing Aid. MD Hearing Aid is an FDA-registered digital hearing aid that costs a fraction of what typical hearing aids cost. The Volt Plus model is just $299.99 each when you buy a pair. That's nearly 90% less. MD Hearing Aid was founded by an ENT surgeon who saw how many of his patients needed hearing aids but couldn't afford them. He made it his mission to develop a quality hearing aid that anyone could afford. MD Hearing Aid's Volt Plus model is rechargeable and waterproof in up to 3 feet of water. You don't even need a prescription or a doctor's appointment. You buy it directly from them with audiologists and licensed hearing specialists available 7 days a week. MD Hearing Aid has brought affordable hearing to over 600,000 satisfied customers. They have an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and offer a 45-day risk-free trial with a 100% money-back guarantee, so you can buy with confidence. Plus, veterans love MD Hearing Aid. Russell J. says that he'd worked around F-4 fighter jets for years in the Navy, and he thought he'd never hear again like this. He put the Volt Plus in and could actually hear the leaves crackling under his feet. It's time to reclaim your life from hearing loss. Go to mdhearingaid.com and use promo code G-O-R-K-A to get their buy one, get one, $299.99 each offer. Plus, they're adding a free charging case, a $100 value, just for listeners of America First. So head to mdhearingaid.com and use our promo code G-O-R-K-A, or you can call them at 1-855-295-4031. That's 1-855-295-4031.
You reject President Biden's comments about systemic racism and it being a stain on the whole nation.
Yes, President Biden is an idiot, in my personal opinion, and he's just talking because he's a politician. Systemic racism, I mean, if you look at Joe Biden himself, you know, he spoke at a Ku Klux Klan member's funeral and did the eulogy of Robert Byrd. I mean, he is white supremacy and racism, if you want to say that is the case. And now he's the president. So if he really cared about white supremacy and racism, he should step down as the president, because he's an exemplification of that very thing. These people are just running their mouth and they're not being honest. We don't have a problem with racism in our country. We have a problem with people not following the law. We also have a problem with politicians making up things so they can get reelected.
Oh, I don't think the BBC knew what they were doing when they asked to interview my buddy, a great American patriot, former law enforcement officer, Brandon Tatum, who I last saw in the Rose Garden. Brandon, welcome back to America First.
What's up, Sebastian, man? Thanks for having me on.
Hey, I got to ask you, because I've done BBC and I just roasted them, and I haven't been on there for years since I was last on. Were they expecting you to, you know, bash police officers and say America's racist? Do they have any idea who Brandon Tatum is?
I think they got their wires crossed, man. I mean, if they watched any video I've made in the last 48 hours before I went on that show, they should have known that I was going to come hard that very same way. And I don't know if the producer messed up, but he let me talk. And I was shocked that he didn't interrupt me. And I said, you know what? I'm going to go all in if he's not going to stop me.
Brandon, you weren't shocked. He was shocked. I watched the whole interview, and the host of the show on the BBC, He had noticed. He kept on reading the same talking points that he knew he thought he was going to get from somebody who was going to be anti-law enforcement and anti-Trump. He had no idea what was going on. It was hilarious, guys. Eric, find the full video clip, put it on our Twitter feed, put it on our Facebook page, because people need to know how you deal with the fake news. It may be international, but it's just as bad as CNN. Okay, Brandon, let's ignore those losers, the legacy lying media. Talk to us about what we're seeing right now. Your former law enforcement. For me, the biggest question is two things. What is happening to the poor communities, to the ethnic communities, when we see this call to defund the police, number one? What's going to happen to them? And secondly, What is happening to your former brothers in arms? What is the state of play? What is the state of morale across various American law enforcement agencies?
Oh, great question. You know, first of all, I think that they're robbing not only the local police department in these municipalities, but they're also robbing the citizens. I mean, this is a very simple mathematical. When you begin to eliminate police, you demonize them. Police begin to leave the force, especially veteran police officers that can afford to retire. They leave the force. It's incredibly difficult to get more police officers, quality police officers. And you see the crime rates go out of the roof. I mean, if there's no cops and cops are not proactively policing, criminals are going to run the city. And we've seen 400% increase, 300% increase in many of these major cities. It's really, you know, the rhetoric that's coming from the far left is destroying the morale on the police department. Every police officer that I know, you know, feels like they want to give up. You know, I don't know of any that is satisfied or happy at the climate of law enforcement. You know, I just heard of a few officers that have been disciplined for doing what's right, only because the mob, BLM, they come after them and call the chief, and now they want to, you know, blackball them. So it's a horrible state to be in as a police officer in America today, and I wish there was more I could do about it.
You mentioned, well, you're doing every single day. You're fighting a good fight. Follow this guy, TatumReport.com, the Officer Tatum on Twitter. As a black American who served with a badge and a gun in law enforcement, you mentioned BLM. What is your take on BLM in reality?
They're a complete fraudulent organization. I mean, they don't help anybody. Even what they're pitching and the money that they're making on dead bodies like Breonna Taylor and George Floyd, and you could keep going. They haven't paid their families or supported their families not one bit, not a single dime. These families are now coming out against BLM. However, they are stoking the flame of hatred in the black community for police officers. Therefore, routine traffic stops and basic interactions become violent. And they are responsible for that. They are responsible for creating that type of culture. And it's not beneficial, and it's not hurting white people. It's not hurting the Asian community. It is destroying the black community, and they're making money off of it.
And when you hear black, quote unquote, civil rights activists and former members of the Obama administration say, hey, that's just a knife fight. Why are police getting involved with a knife fight usually involves people who both have a knife, not one person. But when you hear black activists and former Obama White House officials say, well, why can't you just let them fight with their knives? Your response?
These people are incredibly brain dead, and therefore they're showing their true colors. And whether or not you should listen to anything else they ever have to say about law enforcement is determined by the statements that they make. It is absolutely asinine to think that a young girl who's actively trying to kill another young girl, just stabbing somebody in the face, if you're going to go that far, you want to kill them. And a young lady is trying to kill another young lady who happened to be black, and an officer used deadly force against her, which is reasonable when you look at the use of force policy or, you know, the obligation by law enforcement to save people's lives. And when you hear them come out and say stupid stuff like that, you realize they have no idea what's going on, or they didn't watch the video, or they have to live the lie because they've said so many negative things about police. They can never, you know, redact it or give police any positive credit.
So here's the final question. We're talking to Brandon Tatum, former police officer. He is the co-founder of the Blexit movement. You can follow him, TatumReport.com, and on Twitter, The Officer Tatum. What do you say to black Americans who have had enough but are a little bit scared to get off the Democrat political plantation?
The time is now. The time is now. If our ancestors fought for us to stand up, not to cower. And we know that this is wrong. We know that we're being lied to, and they're attempting to brainwash us. So now is the time. There's no greater time. There's no more advocates that we're going to see like myself and Candace and others who are just advocating and giving you a platform and giving you inspiration and showing you by example that you can come out of this and you're going to be okay on the other side. And it doesn't have to be about race. I get sick of people acting like if I'm black, I have to, you know, only be loved by black people. It's like, no, I'm an American first. And when I come off the plantation, I'm welcome with open arms from all races. And I think we should embrace that.
Leave the plantation now. That's Brandon Tatum's message. God bless you. I hope to see you in the not too distant future back in the Rose Garden. Follow this man, The Officer Tatum, and check out his full BBC interview. He just crushes it. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Your call's next here on 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752.
You know I love MyPillow and how it literally changed my life. It's the pillow that won't go flat. You can wash it and dry it as many times as you want, and it'll keep its shape. And it's made in the USA. Now, for a limited time, Mike Lindell is offering his premium MyPillows for his lowest price ever. You can get a standard queen premium MyPillow for just $29.98. That's originally $69.98, $40 of savings. And kings are only $5 more. That's the lowest price ever. Just $29.98 for the standard queen premium. And all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use promo code G-O-R-K-A. You'll find the most amazing offers and deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream Sheets, the MyPillow Mattress Topper, and the MyPillow Towel Sets. Call 800-829-8468. Use promo code G-O-R-K-A, MyPillow.com.
Crude and slow, Snowflake. Your attack was no better than that of a clumsy child.
Indeed, they're all a bunch of amateurs, but the cops have had enough. Have you seen this incredible viral video from this law enforcement officer out of Idaho mocking LeBron James? It's delicious. Video cut five, play cut.
Excuse me, no, can you put the knife down, please, sir? Sir, no, 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 sir, don't stab it. No, no, stop stabbing. Stop. Oh, hold on, hold on, it's LeBron. Hey, yeah, it's me again. Listen, I'm out here at this disturbance call, and there's a guy trying to stab another guy with a knife. What do you think I should do? Why does that matter? Okay, well, they're both black. One guy's trying to stab another guy with a knife. Deadly force is completely justified. Uh-huh. I see. So you don't care if a black person kills another black person, but you do care if a white cop kills a black person, even if he's doing it to save the life of another black person? I mean, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense, but then again, you are really good at basketball, so I guess I'll take your word for it. All right. Yep. Okay. All right. Thanks, LeBron. Michael Jordan's the GOAT. What? Nothing. I gotta go. Sorry, guys. You're on your own. Good luck.
Jordan's the GOAT. He did that in uniform. The police have had enough. LeBron, you're a clown. He's been waiting very patiently. Mark in Los Angeles, line two. Welcome to America First.
No, I'm just going to comment on the Phil Klein interview. I have a friend in Arizona, a high school friend. She and her husband are both conservatives. She is registered as an independent. He's registered as a Republican. She ended up getting about a ballots mailed to her. He got one.
So she's an independent, and in her name, she got a dozen?
Yeah. She ended up contacting the Trump campaign and after the election to let them know. I don't know what they did with it, but they did get in contact with the campaign.
Right. There you have it. There you have it. And who did she vote for? Do we know?
Oh, definitely Trump.
Okay. Mark, God bless you. Stay on the line. That's the kind of information that we love getting from our listeners and callers. Let's give Mark a signed copy of The War for America's Soul. She's an independent, so what happens? She gets deluged by the Democrats, by the local governors, by the people who said, we're in control, not the local legislature, and we're going to send out as many ballots as we can. Why? Because who's going to know if we return 10 of them, all with the Biden box filled in? That's so easy. What an easy... You don't need Dominion. You don't need computers. You don't need Italian, Spanish data centers. Give me a break. Old school, the Chicago way, the Philly way. We know what they did last year. It's up to us to make sure it doesn't happen again. I'm Sebastian Gorka. More amazing guests, my analysis. And you, the best part of the day. Our call is here in America First, coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios of 860 AM, The Answer.